Good morning and welcome to the Slippery Slope of Lipids and Other Medical Issues brought to you by the Triana Prevention Center in Port Charlotte, Florida. This is a live medical talk show and you're invited to participate. Our telephone lines are now open. If you have any question or comment, please feel free to call now 941-206-1580. That's 206-1580 or toll free 888-441-1580. And now, here's your host, Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I am so happy to be back. As you all know, the last two Fridays, I've had encore performances. We had that wonderful program where Mr. Duffy was about Alzheimer's.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, Tom?
Yeah, I sure do.
And welcome, Tom. And I'm going to announce my guest that I'm very excited today to have. We have a wonderful guest today. So everybody, hang on. And I just wanted to let everyone know that I was Doctor of the Day of the House of Representatives in Tallahassee. And my...
I hope you gave him a piece of your mind, Betsy.
I have today as a guest Deborah Dunham, who is a nurse practitioner. She and Dr. Paul Popper are a team, which are an incredible team. Dr. Popper is a cardiologist, and Deborah is a nurse practitioner with a wealth of experience and information. We're so lucky to have her today, and I want everyone to take advantage that you could call in. Remember, today it's live. That means that you could call at 206-1580 or 888-441-1580. Or if anybody has a question and they're too shy to call, yes, there's people out there that are shy, you know, though I'm not, where they could email Ask Dr. Triana at TrianaPreventionCenter.com. So, yes, welcome, Deborah. I'm so excited that you're here. I just love having guests and someone with your experience. And yes, I did give him a piece of my mind. I was Doctor of the Day in Tallahassee. Actually, I enjoy it. This was the 12th year.
Oh, marvelous.
Isn't that great?
That's a great accomplishment. We need more doctors in Washington speaking up for patients, what our patients need on a daily basis. I think that's absolutely terrific.
Well, this is actually Tallahassee, the state capital, but I'm going to go to Washington one day. I sat with Representative Roberson, Ken Roberson. He was quite very nice, and I learned a lot. And then in the clinic, they have a clinic there, so I took care of any patients that had any needs. So I really enjoyed it. And then last week I was at a conference. So today I want to introduce you again to Deborah Dunham. And so Deborah, tell me, we're going to talk about heart health.
Yes, a favorite topic of mine. I've spoken about heart health for almost 30 years now, Betsy.
30 years.
Younger. I've been around for a long time. So I can tell you, I live through every moment of heart health every single day.
Oh, my goodness. Well, and you told me you just went to your reunion. Tell me about that.
Well, I graduated upstate New York, St. Elizabeth's Hospital College of Nursing, 30 years ago. I was shocked that 30 years went by.
Oh, my.
I started out in a very cold atmosphere, lots of snow in upstate New York, and they nominated me as the honoree of a 107-year-old tradition of nursing.
What an honor.
Oh, it was marvelous. I was almost speechless when I got there. It was great. I saw several of my professors that taught me a wealth of knowledge and gave me the most important foundation of why I'm doing what I'm doing today. That's taking care of people and making them feel better at whatever stage of life they're at in their adulthood.
I think that's such a wonderful philosophy. And that's what I do. I love too, is to take care of people, but Also, I have a passion for education, and I've had women who work in my office, and I encourage them to go to school. And I think it's wonderful that not only did you become a nurse, but then you went on and became a nurse practitioner.
That is great. Mm-hmm. Boston College is my roots. I trained at Mass General in open heart surgery. And also cardiovascular disease management. Graduated about 20-some years ago from that program. I have learned a lot in my profession. I was brought to Ponte Gorda, Port Charlotte, very specifically to open the open heart surgery program at little old Charlotte Regional Medical Center Hospital over 23 years ago. It was a very proud moment for myself. And I can tell you, we offer stellar heart care in this community.
That is really wonderful. I know, and especially since a lot of the community is of the older crowd, as I say.
I like to use mature.
I know. I'm mature, too. Mature, older crowd.
Mature.
I always say we women don't get older, we get better.
Absolutely.
Well, Deborah, as a nurse practitioner, what basically is your job?
Well, nurse practitioner performs physical examination, history physical, prescribes, just like physicians do as far as diet, medications, procedures. Mm-hmm. We are under the direction of a physician under protocol in the state of Florida. That's how we are allowed to function.
Okay.
So we work very closely with a physician partner, so to speak, mm-hmm. but we perform physical examination, and we determine what the patient problem is right then and there and make a plan of care and put it to work for the patient. So if you come to my office, you may be one of 30 patients that day, just like a physician.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Well, not only that, hospital work.
Yes,
yeah. All the hospital experience that you have. I mean, she came and helped open up the open heart. I mean, what about the hospital work you do?
Oh, my gosh. I actually go to all three hospitals in this community, Charlotte Regional, Peace River Medical Center Hospital, Foster Memorial Hospital. So every day we see sick patients when they're the sickest, all for heart problems, of course. And basically they may be in heart failure. They may have horrible high blood pressure. Mm. They may be having a heart attack or recovering from stent, angioplasty, open heart surgery, or sometimes a stroke. Yes. Sometimes they have new onset of abnormal heart rhythms, such as atrial fibrillation. And then they may need anticoagulation after that. So from the cardiology perspective, we manage quite a large disease entity. However, right. I have to tell you about heart disease. It is one of the most preventable and treatable disease entities you can have today and live a very long time, hopefully on few medications with good risk factor modification.
You know, that is such a positive attitude. So how do you encourage your patients? Because sometimes, you know, you have patients come in and, you know, I always encourage them to modify, quit smoking, watch their diet, try to exercise.
Well, every person is quite different,
right.
And everybody has their own personal agenda. Some people want to get better. They want to know how to do it. What are the inside secrets? What can I do today? And I say, well, you know, today is important, but where do you want to be in 10 years? What do you want to look like in 10 years? How do you want to move in 10 years?
Oh, yes.
How skinny do you want to be? What about stopping smoking? What about getting your cholesterol down? What about reducing your stroke risk? What about reducing your heart failure risk? When you reduce typical risks of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, weight loss, or what we call just metabolic syndrome, stopping smoking, actually you can live a long time with very few medications, good quality of life. But if we don't do the right things, you will have a poorer quality of life. You may not be able to exercise, may not be able to travel. And I will tell you, your medication list is long, and the price of that ticket very, very, very high.
Well, you know, one of the things we stress at the Triana Prevention Center, because we're trying to prevent, is having more good years, not just for yourself, but for the people you love. I mean, you know, if we all have someone that we love, we want them to be around.
Absolutely. But healthy.
But healthy and with a good quality of life. And we want them to have comfort and be able to feel like they've accomplished something in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's true. Every person is such an individual, and we all are motivated in different ways.
Yes. I will tell you, I think the number one thing individuals can do is walk 20 minutes a day, which is an equivalent of 1 mile. That is heart healthy, but it's also healthy for every age.
Right.
It helps prevent further arthritis, degenerative joint disease. It helps reduce diabetes. It kind of chews up your blood sugar, if you think of it that way. It helps reduce your cholesterol, and it might help your good cholesterol be a little bit better, so you don't have heart disease or the severity of heart disease.
You're the third person that I've talked to recently that's in the medical profession that has said a 20-minute walk a day is equal to about a mile. You know,
mm-hmm.
if you're chugging along about 3 miles an hour, that's 20 minutes, and that would seem to be enough. What about these people who go to the gym and get on the treadmills for like an hour and they get off and they can hardly walk?
Well, I encourage everybody to do that as well. But a lot of us don't have that time to spare
that's right.
Don't want to spare it.
Right.
Maybe the retiree community has a little bit more time to do that, but it seems like they like to play a lot more too.
Yeah, that's right.
So going to the gym, walking on a treadmill for about an hour a day is also very good. So that gives you about 5 miles of exercise.
Yeah.
And what that does for us is it helps us maintain and or lose our extra body weight that many of us Americans have around the middle.
Yep.
I will tell you, if you walk a full hour on the treadmill, you will be more physically fit from head to toe.
Yeah.
And I would encourage people to use a little arm movement, not just the legs.
Yeah.
No, it's true. And we also know that exercise, as we get older, we lose muscle mass.
Mm-hmm.
And that contributes to, you know, people get older and they go, I feel unbalanced, people will say. Well, if you use your muscles and keep them working, you're less likely to lose muscle mass, and you won't be as unbalanced.
That's
You'll
correct.
Have a better balance.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to do more. And I think one of the goals in life should also be less dependent on others.
Yes.
As we get older. I know that's one of my concerns in life. I live on a farm, and I have four Dachshunds, and they're so spoiled, four dogs. And I love animals. I love to garden. And, you know, to me, I love to read. Not being able to do those things would be just horrible.
Yeah, maintaining your independence is imperative any longer. As we have fewer and fewer health care dollars that will be shifted to individuals who are disabled from long-term arthritis or disabling disease after having a heart attack and heart failure and not getting out of their chair every day.
Right.
People have to move. They have to get out. The government's not going to be paying for our motorized scooters, our wheelchairs, and other things. There are some really hefty prices the American people are going to pay. However, looking at the positive side of it, I believe what is coming down, the message from Obama, the message from the Department of Health, which I also work at locally, the Virginia Beas Andy Clinic, is get healthy, prevent disease from happening.
Right.
Meaning, again, go out and walk. Eat healthy. Diet is very important. I try to stress to all my patients, the one thing you can do for yourself is eat pretty much what a diabetic does, a 15 to 1800 calorie a day diet,
mm-hmm.
which is loaded with fruits and vegetables, good fruits. You have a small portion of meat, and you have little starch. That keeps you skinny, that keeps you healthy, it keeps you away from the bad fats that cause cholesterol buildup and heart disease, not only heart disease, but stroke, mm-hmm. which is extremely devastating as well.
That's the most people who have a stroke never go back to work. And we also know when we had a program, we spoke about one of the causes of dementia is mini strokes, small strokes, mm-hmm. or stroke, a general stroke. So you don't even need to feel it. You have vascular disease, you have small strokes, and it takes away the function of your brain.
Yeah. Is that a TSA? What is a TSA?
No, TIA.
Oh, TIA.
Trans ischemic attack.
Okay. And now these are like mini strokes?
Yes. We call them mini strokes in medicine.
TIA. Okay. All right. I got it now.
But it can be a warning sign of a major stroke.
Mm-hmm.
Most
mm-hmm.
devastating stroke where you have paralysis of one part of the body or full paralysis of both upper and lower extremity, inability to speak, inability to take care of yourself.
Mm,
and it's probably one of the most devastating things that I take care of on a daily basis.
Yeah, because the patient knows that they've had that they've got the real serious problem.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, yeah. Yes.
But one simple thing can be done to prevent a stroke. Get your blood pressure checked.
Yeah.
How many people come in and I am a primary family physician and people say, "Oh, you know, that's normal for me. 150 over 90. I go,
"No, that's not,
that's
like,
not normal.
That's not any good. We're going to do something about that one, honey. That's got to come down." And I'll tell you my new goal for you.
But, you know, people, I always hear that, you know, that's normal for me. And then, you know, I explain to patients, look, you may have had these numbers, but these high numbers are putting your eye, your vision at risk. You're mm-hmm. gonna have you're putting your brain at risk, your kidneys at risk.
Mm-hmm. Blood pressure actually causes or is one of the precursors for heart disease, vascular disease, stroke, actually heart failure as well. You know, people don't think of high blood pressure as leading to things of, I guess, a larger scale as they get to the age of 70 or 80.
Right.
But high blood pressure does cause the heart to work too hard for too long. The muscle gets thickened, and eventually the muscle gets weaker, and there's a buildup of fluid. And then we have to put you on multiple medicines like Lasix and blood pressure pills. ACE inhibitors are another class, and beta blockers. And how about the cholesterol drug, too, that goes with it? So if you don't take care of your blood pressure, sometime in your lifetime is going to be 5 pills a day mm-hmm. in order to keep you out of my hands or from heart failure, heart attack, or stroke.
Yeah. You say you see maybe 30, 35 people a day, generally?
About 30 patients a day with heart disease, yes.
What is your youngest patient that you've seen that's got serious heart problems?
Actually, I practice adult health, so age 20.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I take care of patients up right now to the age of 105.
Whoa.
Oh, yes.
I have.
And some actually very healthy.
Yeah.
Some, still walk. Some still play a little bit of tennis in their 90s.
That's terrific.
But a lot of them swim at that point. Yeah. So they still remain extremely active.
It's incredible. I have patients in their 80s. They play tennis. They play golf. They, you know, they have a great swing. And they stay active.
Yeah, whatever you can do as an individual, you must do it. I also suggest, because we get bored with exercise very easily, you know, you might want to mix it up, 2 or 3 different activities during the week. But again, minimum is 20 minutes of walking.
We have a caller. Hello, caller.
Yes. Hello.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to turn the radio down because this is not a bag job. This is a coincidence.
What?
Debbie is very familiar with Jim Duffy, and this is Jim Duffy.
Mr.
Hi.
Duffy, hi.
And she also knows Ida Marie very well.
Oh,
and
my God.
I want to say something. 2 months ago, Debbie and Dr. Popper discovered I had a racing heart that also throttled back to a slow runner.
Oh boy!
And we thought we had big problems, but in the final analysis, we didn't. I was probably a candidate for a pacemaker, but fortunately, the rest of my health was in excellent shape. And part of the reason, obviously, is the heart care that I get.
That's wonderful.
So, thank you very, very much. That means a lot to me. It really does. And that's why I love heart care so much, because we can actually teach people to do better in their lives and live with disease and also prevent things in the future.
That is wonderful that you called. Thank you, Mr. Duffy. And we are very blessed to have such a great team as Dr. Popper and Deborah Dunham working together for many years, taking care of patients.
It's actually been about 20, Betsy. It's
20
quite
years.
Quite a long time. We really enjoy the combination. Each one of us is quite different in our approach.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Popper, he is an interventional cardiologist. He used to see people kneading under the sheets, and I used to do a lot of the talking or the teaching. And as our practice has grown, we have really healthy patients 20 years later after their angioplasty or their stent, and they're living a pretty normal life without having to go back to the lab and do further.
We have another caller. Welcome, caller.
It's the same one. I just wanted you to know I did not cut you off. Something happened with our connection.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know if you heard me, but I wanted to thank you, Mr. Duffy, for calling. And I said how blessed we are to have both Deborah and Dr. Popper as a team here in this community. And now even better because you're such a sweet guy.
Well, I don't know about that, but
and I got to meet your lovely wife. I got to meet Ida Marie.
Beautiful.
She's a beautiful lady.
Thank you. We love her, and she does. She really does well, and so proud of her. Really. But hey, this is not about me. This is about Deborah and what she does, and that's great.
Well, thank you, and thank you for your salute to nurse practitioners.
People appreciate all that she does.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Duffy. Thank you. Boy, yeah, he was a guest here.
Oh, wow.
And spoke about the wonderful care that he gives his wife.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And I actually saw them at the Alzheimer's fundraiser. And, you know, it's a beautiful, beautiful love story. Mm-hmm. You see them together, and which you have. I just recently met them, and then I met Ida Marie. So, and as I'm such a romanticist at heart, it was just
two peas in a pod for certain.
It was really beautiful. Did you? Oh, you're gonna do the okay. Tom's gonna do our little mid break thing.